The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Good afternoon and welcome in to this edition of AC All Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian, right here on The Cave. I'm Ian Wendt. John Kane is hanging out back in our downtown studios. We won't hear from him, but he's just hanging out in the background. Stacy Mitchell alongside. We're going to talk some spring sports here today. A couple of golfers on the tee box here in a few minutes. Women's lacrosse, we'll talk about that, and some track and field. We're just going to dive right into the show today. We're going to talk some men's golf with Hendrik De Koning. Best I could do on that. He's a senior. He's from out in Colorado, part of the men's golf team. He finished fourth last weekend in a tournament in Virginia. All the guys out there about to be jealous. He shot a 71 in the opening round. Yeah, no foot irons, nothing like that. A 71. Great weekend for him. But let's learn a little bit about you first. You're a senior, so what brought you to Adrian College those many, many years ago?
Yeah, so being from Denver, I have a lot of family from Michigan area. My dad being from Ypsilanti, my mom from Birmingham. And my mom actually went to Albion College and played tennis out there. So I kind of knew about the conference and have some family in Kalamazoo as well that used to be Hornets. So I got connected through a mutual friend or a friend of my father's who kind of put me in touch with doing a visit out here, and I really liked the coach, really liked the team, and then I just kind of ended up sticking for 4 years.
In your high school days, was it something you wanted to do? Was that a goal to play college golf?
Yeah, absolutely. I always knew that I wanted to play college golf, and I didn't really want to go to the big school route where a lot of my friends did, no matter where it ended up being. So when I kind of got the opportunity, being not the stellar student I was, so I kind of just took it and ran with it when I could.
Sure. Speaking of student, we're going to talk about golf in a second, but what are you majoring in? What are you looking to graduate with?
I'm currently an environmental science and leadership major. Career path is not looking like I'm using environmental science or leadership, but okay. I'm looking to get into the hospitality world. I've kind of been working in that in the past couple of years, and I've enjoyed all my classes and studies since I've been here.
Well, I can tell you it does matter, but it doesn't matter 100%. I have degrees in business and economics, and here I am.
Yeah.
So, just the college experience in general gets you what you need to do in the future. Hendrik, let's talk about some golf. 71 the opening round in Virginia. A 77 on day two. Good enough to get to that fourth place spot. Could you talk a little bit about the structure of the men's golf season? I know you did some in the fall and you do some in the spring as well.
Yeah, so we play most of our conference season in the fall. We have four rounds of MIAA competition and then two in the spring, and the cumulative of those is deciding on who goes to nationals from our conference. Outside of that, we play invitationals, which are things like us going down to Virginia or South Carolina. We were in Indiana last weekend as well, where we're playing just other schools' invites. And there are more for national ranking purposes as well as just competition purposes. We basically play a pretty even schedule both fall and spring, with the pinnacle being the conference championship at the end of April.
Could you talk to the league and how strong they're looking? I know Adrian's knocking on the door, but how's the MIAA in terms of men's golf?
Yeah, so the past couple of years, it's honestly gotten a lot better. A few years ago, there was a kid named Josh Gibson at Hope who kind of just ran the whole thing, and Hope had a pretty good win streak. He was like National Player of the Year a few times, so it's pretty hard to lose when you have that on your side. But
sure.
Nowadays, I mean, Adrian's program's completely trended up in the past 4 years or so. And, I mean, Hope has really good, strong national rankings. Trine as well, and Calvin, and then we're kind of right there knocking on the door, usually in that 3-4 spot right now. But we all have the ability to kind of be in that one whenever we put whenever things get clicking.
Learning a lot about the season and the structure, just with the different sports I talk about, you know, track, field, hockey, ACHA hockey, all these different ways to get to the national tournament. Sometimes you have to go through a regional. Is it just the team that gets to go to all these things, or can you also take an individual route with that?
So the way I understand it, there used to be an AQ or an automatic qualifier, like you'll see in like March Madness, where if you win the conference, then you go. But now they've expanded it to there's certain bids that can be given out for teams, and then if you are a top six player in your region that is not on a team that's already going, then you can go as an individual.
Okay. Just gives you that opportunity,
yeah, absolutely.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, if that's out there.
Yeah.
Looking further down your bio here that I got from the SID, Mike Prang, you are leading the Bulldogs in the MIAA standings, 13th in the league, 76 average. I'm just making everyone out there jealous of the golf game. People are itching to get out there and go play. That's a good ranking, and it's obviously about the team, right? And you got to go, was it 1-6 that score, or 1-4?
So we do, you bring five guys typically, and then you count your best four scores of every tournament. So that average is basically, it's conference and non-conference stuff. Can't say we've had the best season in the fall. We kind of got off to a rocky start, especially myself. But a lot, it's been a lot better for us since the spring started.
Talking Adrian, college men's golf with Hendrick here on the ACL Access show. An interesting makeup of the season. It's split between fall and the spring, but you get to go to some pretty cool places around the country. Could you speak to that and just, you know, you get the small college atmosphere you wanted, you get to play college golf, and you get to travel a bit with your teammates and coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really lucky because, I mean, we have great fundraising, but then also a great coach who's kind of made everything possible for us. So we just got back from South Carolina a few weeks ago for our spring break trip, where we're lucky enough to not only play in a tournament down there, but we have two fun rounds paid for that are typically at a really nice course down there. We just played Barefoot, which is a nice resort that's hosted a lot. And then immediately after that, we went down to Terre Haute, Indiana, and played a really nice course down there in a big stacked field. And then, like we said, we just got back from Virginia. So coming out to Michigan, you know, you're kind of going to get barricaded by the winter. So it's nice for us to have the opportunity to get to go play these southern states and get to play tougher tournaments and tougher teams.
Speaking of barricaded, practice outdoors can be limited, but I've talked to your coach Greeny quite a bit, and you guys have a pretty nice indoor option if you guys can't hit the links. I think more and more schools are starting to catch on to that, but to have those indoor simulators and that ability to practice indoors obviously helps you and the team.
Yeah, I would say, bringing it back to the first question of why I came here, when I first visited, I saw our indoor center, and I kind of just fell in love with the idea of, like, I can make this my home in terms of any practice I need to get done, I can do it right here, and I don't think I'm going to have too much restriction, which has been absolutely true. And, you know, with the men's and women's team sharing the facility, you'd think it would get cramped, but all of us are pretty close in terms of we'll practice together or just kind of find ways to make it work. So even in the middle of the winter, we all get enough swings in to be prepared for our seasons.
How many people are on the men's team? You said you'll take five and score four, but I assume you have, I don't know what they call it, it's not a JV squad, or do you call it that?
I mean, it rotates so much that it wouldn't really be JV. We do have kind of a B team where it all is based on scoring average and qualifying. So someone can go from the one spot on the A team to the five on the B team in a couple of bad weeks. But it's basically just kind of reserve guys, I would say.
Okay. So that's
carry.
That's what I was thinking.
On the men's team, we carry 11 total right now. And then one honorary player being Connor May, who's on the hockey team as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So he's playing a little bit more now.
Yeah,
now
so that, he played, yeah, as soon as his season, before his season starts, so he plays in the fall for us a little bit, and then as soon as their season wraps up, he gets back out on the course with us, and he's an electric personality to have in the locker room.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Henrik, what's the makeup of that aforementioned locker room? Is it a senior-leaning team, or are there a few youngsters too?
This year I would say we're honestly pretty young leaning. We have three seniors on the men's side right now. And then only one junior actually. So a lot of our lineup right now has actually been just either one or two seniors. And then the rest of the three guys have been, younger players, whether it's our junior or, even we had two freshmen this last lineup and, typically a sophomore role. So I think it's good for them to kind of get experience right out of the gate, and I think it'll help the team in the long run. But in golf, I mean, it's really who can go put numbers up, so it doesn't matter how old you are.
Right, and it's a very, you know, they scored as a team, but you get your individual, but it's a it's a very individual sport. You're not playing against really other people, and I'm having flashbacks. You're playing against the course.
Yeah, you're playing against yourself
out
there.
I guess I'm just frustrated on some Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
But it comes down to, you know, what's between your ears and mechanics and all that too.
Yep. No, 100%. And I think a lot of our younger guys are kind of starting to get the hang of that, where it's you can sometimes, even if you're struggling out there, you can lean on your teammates with the team aspect, because, you know, but hey, like, we do have that drop score. If things are going really, really poorly, you can bank on the fact that you're not going to count. But we all kind of like to keep our head in and really push through to kind of get through to make sure you are that counting score that matters.
How much caddy work, I'll say, can you do with your teammate? Like, are you helping people with, like, reading a putt, or if they ask for help? I assume you go out in groups of two?
So it's the way the tournaments are structured at our level, it can be different for D1. Sometimes they'll pair teams together, but for us, you're split up. And actually, players aren't allowed to communicate on the course. So we can relay information through Greeny, our coach, and he can relay it back to them, but we can't verbalize, like, whether or not, hey, it's slow going this way, fast going that way, or, hey, don't hit this, hit that. It's called, like, I want to say it's just called coaching, and you can't do it on the player-to-player on the course.
Okay. In a sport with weird rules,
yeah.
Just add another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly,
right?
100%.
Henrik, what's the rest of this season look like for the team and for you? Like, I know you wanted to play more than just your regular season, but what are the matches that we know you guys are going to play in?
Yeah, so the rest of the season we have another event in Hope at Grand Valley's home course, actually. Really nice track up in Allendale. We play there the 19th, 20th, and then our conference championship is going to be a somewhat of a home event down at Legacy, which is not too far away. And that will be the 26th, 27th.
You know, I've played that Legacy course once. I shot one of my better scores there.
There we go.
Kind of gives some mojo
way,
but that's you're right. It's almost as much of a home match as you can get.
Yeah, yeah. With it not being at the home course, but I mean, it's close enough to where we get the benefit of we get to sleep in our own beds and not have too crazy of a wake up. Still have time for our classic McDonald's run in the morning and then get to the course.
So that's the team stop, huh?
Yep. And all our team is kind of I would describe us as a spray and pray type of team, where the less woods there are, the better we are.
We can
hit it hard and go find it instead of hit it hard. We don't got to hit it hard and re-tee, so that benefits us a lot out there. So I think if we play well, some crazy things are going to have to happen, but there still is somewhat of a postseason opportunity for us as a team, and then me as an individual, if I can finish strong in the next couple tournaments, because I've had a pretty successful start to the season with back-to-back top five. So,
well, I had one in the chamber. Oh, you're a senior. Do you know anything about, do you get another COVID season if you want it, or are you still thinking about that?
I do get a COVID season, and I kind of juggled with it for a while, and to Greeny's unfortunate attempts, he couldn't quite convince me to come back for the fifth year. But
all right, I had to ask.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I've 100% enjoyed my 4 years, and I think I've just kind of I'm ready to start paying for golf, I guess. I'm sick of getting free golf all the time.
Oh, geez, you're just making our listeners just that much more jealous. But, Henrik, thanks for being on. I'm sure you'll stick around for a conversation with Lauren. But thanks for talking to me, and good luck the rest of the
Absolutely.
April.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
For 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com, you're listening to the AC All Access Show. We just talked some men's golf. The women's side coming up next. We'll take a quick break. More Bulldog Talk when we come back on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com with John Kane back in our studios. I'm Ian Wentz at Frickers in Adrian. They are hiring. I think last time I was here they were advertising for cooks. Now I see host and servers. So it sounds like they're just hiring all over the place. If you want to pick up some extra hours of work part-time or maybe start a new career, Frickers in Adrian, stop by today. Don't forget they have their personal pitchers, $6.99. Frickin' Street Tacos, $9.99. I've had them. They're, of course, very good. Their lunch specials, their frickin' lunch combos, $6.99. So less than $7, and you can have yourself a nice lunch. I admittedly have at least one or two of those a week. Just finished one before the show. All right, we're going to continue our golf conversation. We're going to flip over to the women's side of things. I'm joined by Lauren Reed, a junior from Battle Creek, Michigan. And I commented to Lauren before we went on the air, like, I feel like I've been reading your name forever. You're part of that often highlighted junior class at Adrian College with the golf team. But before we get to your season, let's learn a little bit more about you, some of the same questions we asked Henrik. What brought you over to Adrian College? Not incredibly far away, Battle Creek, Adrian, that's doable. What brought you here, and then what have you been studying?
So the reason why I came to Adrian, I knew that I wanted to play college golf, and I had a recruiting profile and everything, so like different colleges could find me, and I was looking mostly at D3 because I knew I wanted to go to a smaller school but still be able to play golf. So I toured like the whole conference basically, mm-hmm. and when I toured Adrian College, I knew that that was going to be my home for the rest, for the next 4 years, and I just felt like I fell in love with the campus and like the golf facility and everything like that. My major is biology with a minor in biochemistry.
I think you're the second athlete that we've had biology and biochemistry. Maybe Stacy remembers who the other one was. I was blown away by that.
That's intense.
I am again.
That's intense.
That's ridiculous. I couldn't dream of getting those majors. Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Way smarter than us.
Way smarter than us.
Yep. And just a junior. I'm surprised she's not graduating early. Like, that'd be the next thing. Like, but a very cool, very cool battle. I mean, what drew you away from the schools over in that way? We don't need to name them, but, you know, there's a couple other MIAAs over there, and you came down to Adrian. Was it the campus that you like so much?
Yeah, I really like the campus. And the facility, we have probably one of the nicest facilities, especially the sim room. And
you had to, like, coach a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, it was a different coach when I came. So, like, a week before we were supposed to qualify, they were like, we don't have a golf coach. And then that's when Greeny got hired. So,
okay.
He's really done a great job with the program and continues to do that.
So, he had you... You were ready, and then he came in right before your season.
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, he didn't recruit you, but, you know, kept you around, and things have been going pretty well, I'd
yes.
say. Yeah, things have worked out. You were just named the MIAA Women's Golfer of the Week. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Second as an individual in last week's tournament in Virginia, I'm assuming the same one the men were at. The team also finished second down there. I guess to work off of the question that I asked Hendrick, being able to travel with the team to all these different places, very cool. We're kind of limited sometimes in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, where we can go. But could you talk about those kinds of trips? Like, you remember the golf, yes, but sometimes the trip itself is more memorable in that, you know, you hang out with your teammates, you're traveling, it's hotels, it's going out to eat, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. So we recently just got back from our Virginia tournament, and we also went with the men's team. It was a long drive down there, for sure, but, you know, we make a lot of good memories, and I feel like my favorite part about going on those longer trips is, you know, the team bonding, like, you know, improving our team chemistry and, you know, just going out there and having fun and, like, you know, we're all a team, so...
You shot an 81 on day one of that tournament, followed by an 82. So not a big drop off like someone else did in that tournament, you know, 71 to 77. But consistency, like, is that? I know you want to peak at the end of your season, right? Like any sport, you want to play your best at the end. But in the way your season is structured, you kind of have to come out firing, get these low scores, and then keep it going. What are your expectations for this team? Because you guys went on a pretty special run last year, and I think you brought a lot of that same team back. So, Lauren, what are the expectations with this year's team?
We have pretty high expectations. We won the conference and made it to the national championship, which was really cool because Adrian College women's golf team has never done that before. And that was a really cool experience that we had. You know, like, kind of when the junior class came in, like, they kind of, like, rebuilt the program. You know, like, we were, like, pretty decent. And then, like, when we came in, like, I'd say we were in the middle of the pack. And then, you know, when we won last year, everyone was like, whoa, like, you know, Adrian College women's golf team is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think, you know, they got to watch out for us this year because, you know, hopefully, we'll make it back-to-back again. But
yeah, and you're not going to surprise anybody this year, right? Maybe outside of the building, like you kind of alluded to. Oh, Adrian College Women's Golf won the MIAA?
Yeah.
They're playing for Nationals, but this year, they're ready for you in a different way.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, so looking through some more of these numbers, Lauren, you're fourth in the MIAA right now. Through three rounds, you average a 79 in that. Is it similar? I'm sure there are things the same and some different with the men. How does the women's season work? I know you've done some in the fall, and you have a couple left in the spring. How do people keep track of what's going on with Bulldog Golf?
Yeah, so our main season, I'd say, is in the fall, where we have most of our MIAA tournaments and then, like, a few other tournaments. And then this spring, we have one more MIAA conference championship or tournament, and then we have the spring final, which decides who goes to the national tournament. And then we have, like, just miscellaneous tournaments that basically help our national ranking. But yeah.
All right, so we play, I say we, being a Bulldog, sorry, I'm used to it. So you have four regular season matches. and then the championship. What, for lack of a better way to phrase it, what's the significance of the four? Do they set you up for, like, do the scores reset, or is there a seeding process, or is it a cumulative? Do they hold on to those scores, and then we add them on in the championship? Could you help me, Lauren?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
So the four MIAA rounds, they are cumulative, and then we have the spring final. So the courses that we play depends on how we finish in the fall. So basically, like, it's just preparing us for the spring final, I'd say, but you have to have so many rounds to make it cumulative. That makes sense.
All right, so when I read that Adrian is in second place in the standings behind St. Mary's by one stroke,
yeah,
you have a fourth MIAA Jamboree, so you're going to let that play out. Everybody, all the teams get to go to the spring final, and the lowest score team will go. Does that also factor in your regular season?
Yeah, so it factors
okay.
in everything.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Cool. So you don't get to, it's like some of the people watching the men's basketball tournament where the regular season means something, but then you get to the tournament and whoever wins that goes. So it kind of doesn't matter in that
Correct.
Sense, but this does.
Yes.
They all tie in. Okay, well, that makes me feel better about that. Let's see. Your next event. It says it's back in Virginia.
Yes, so we leave on the 6th to go down to Virginia, and then we'll get back on Wednesday, and then the next day, on Thursday, we have our MIAA 4 Jamboree.
Okay.
So.
Obviously, you don't play in the same events as the men outside of a handful. So you've been in Virginia. You're going back there.
Yep.
Where else have you golfed this year? Like, are you country travelers? Like, where do you get to go?
So, like Hendrick mentioned, we went to South Carolina for our spring break tournament, and then we opened the spring season after with our Virginia tournament, and then we're going back there.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Get to go south a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of jealous of spring sports, like baseball, softball get to go. You guys get to go south. Very, very cool. Let's see. According to my notes, you are hosting a home event. Your home course is Tecumseh Golf Club. Is
yes.
that correct? Okay, April 13th. And the final MIAA Jamboree is a couple days before that. Spring final is the 22nd and the 23rd. Do we know the location of that yet?
Yeah, so okay. the spring final is at GLV West, which we've never played that before. So we're going to go play practice round beforehand to prepare ourselves.
Okay. I was going to ask Hendrick that. It's okay to go beforehand and play a course outside of, like, the NCAA doesn't care about things like that. You can go practice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, That's nice. You never know how weird rules can be.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, to make it even or whatever. So,
I feel like there might be a rule where you can only have, like, one practice round, but, like, you do get practice rounds.
Sure. Well, that's nice. well, I guess if people want to hang out at your home event on the 13th, I assume they're open. I mean, spectating golf is a little different, but I'm sure people can if they want to go out and check out the team. You have your MIAA Jamboree on the 11th. Makeup of the team. The junior class, quite a few of you playing pretty good golf for the last 3 years.
Yes.
Is it, how many players are on the team, first off?
We have 15.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so do you have to, like, have tryouts? And
We have qualifying rounds to determine who goes. So we usually take 5. That'll be, like, on our team, and then we take an individual.
Okay.
But to, like, the further away tournaments like Virginia, we're only taking 5.
Okay. And it's the same scoring, like, 5 play, you take the top 4?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. There's some similarities, which is nice. And then in terms of the grade level of of your team would you say you're more junior, senior, or you have a good sophomore, freshman group, or if it's pretty split?
I'd say we're a pretty young team. We have 4 juniors right now, 3 seniors, and then we had quite a few freshmen join us, which was really nice. And I think they'll bring a lot to the table. You know, we've got to get used to it. So
that's right.
I think we have a good team coming up.
Well, good to hear. Lauren, thanks for talking. Our time is up already. I feel like we just started.
I know.
Yeah, well, again, thank you, and good luck next month with your MIAA events, your home event. When do you go into Virginia? Early April, you said?
Yes.
Next weekend?
Yes.
The 6th? Okay. Well, best of luck down there, and we'll keep track of Bulldog Golf.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Once again, Lauren Reed with the women's golf team in Adrian College. She is a junior. Bulldogs looking to defend their MIAA championship. Stay tuned for results and things like that. Go to adrianbulldogs.com or download the Adrian College app. We're going to talk some women's lacrosse on the other side of the break. She's waiting in the wings. Going to talk to a senior. Mae Sun with women's lacrosse team. We'll be right back with that after these messages. First, let me tell you about Frickers in Adrian. They're hiring servers, hosts. Jeff Bowman stopped by. Maybe he's looking for some part-time stuff. Oh, he's not looking for work. All right, if you are, stop on by. Frickers in Adrian weekday specials, drink specials, just a great time. Lots of TVs. You can witness it all here at Frickers. I'm Ian Wendt. We'll be right back to talk some women's lacrosse on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit adrianbulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at adrianbulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of 3 Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The show at Frickers in Adrian. We're here till 3 o'clock. We're actually on weekdays from 2 to 3 right here on the Cave. I do need to throw out a thank you to Jeff Bowman. I'm not just here to make fun of him. He did a couple shows for me while I was on the road talking to some Bulldogs, even though he's a Clinton man, a Red Wolf. I know. All right, we have track and field on deck, but first we are going to talk some women's lacrosse. As I mentioned before the break, Mae Sun is joining me, and she is a senior defender from down in Ohio. How far away is Blue Ash, Ohio? I've never heard of that place.
About 3.5 hours.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, so it's not too bad.
I mean, that is, it's a lot of Ohio driving. What brought you up to Adrian?
Yeah, I was getting looked at here, and I toured the campus, and I really loved the facility, and I loved the small class size. I wanted to, like, have a personal relationship with my professors, and that's really what drew me in, and I, yeah.
Is there, recruiting has always interested me with Division III.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, a platform that you, like, upload a highlight reel, or do you have to, like, email coaches, or... do they find you? How did that work in your situation?
Personally, during my recruiting process, I reached out to a lot of coaches, and you can attend like prospect days that the colleges hold, but I was reached out by Adrian College at one of my tournaments.
Okay. And now here you are.
Yeah.
four years later.
Yes.
Most recently coming off an 18-2 win over Franklin. You are 4-3 on the season. And, you know, if people listen to those broadcasts I did on the Cave, I caught one of your losses, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But first game of the year, new coach.
Yes.
In her first year.
Mm-hmm.
You being one of the upperclassmen on the team, you have to be part of that change.
Yeah.
Right? How's it been working with coach so far?
It's been good. Coach Asher has brought in a lot of new things, and I think that she is going to take this program into a new direction, and I think this program has a lot of potential under Coach Asher, and it's been good so far.
All right, you were honored by the MIAA
mm-hmm.
as Defensive Player of the Week in women's lacrosse. Congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you so much.
All right, there are. I've learned a lot about lacrosse mm-hmm. in the last month doing these shows, or 2 months. Do you have a long stick?
No.
Short stick.
Short stick. Everyone has the same size stick.
They
for
do.
Women's
for
lacrosse.
See,
yeah.
I'm learning stuff every week. Should I have known that, Jeff?
Yeah, and they can't hit either.
Well, I know that they can't really check each other.
No.
So it's harder to defend
mm-hmm.
with that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, most of women's lacrosse defense is using body position and playing good body position on your attackers.
Do you block a lot of shots, or do you force a lot of turnovers? What do you say? What do you think you do well?
I think just having body position, to an extent, you can check the stick if
sure.
they hang it out. There's
right.
like, you can't do it within like the head, like there's like a area that you can't hit, but
restricted
it has to be
area.
Clean,
yeah.
So a lot of it is like just forcing the defenders, making them have a bad shot or like having a bad angle, as well as just playing body position defense. Usually sometimes they'll drop it and then
and there you go, you have to be right there. How many defenders are, is it, see, the numbers are different, so I'm going to
yeah.
mess this up, too. Are there three on the field, or do you have four defenders?
We have four defenders plus okay. three midfielders.
Right. Okay. Yeah. 18-2 win. You love that 18. That's a
mm-hmm.
big number.
Big number.
In lacrosse, but that two number is very good as well. How would
mm-hmm.
you, I mean, there's got to be a lot of positives from a win at any level of lacrosse.
Yeah, I think that was a good win for us. We were able to get, you know, everyone on the field and just kind of build confidence in working through our offenses and working on things that we need to do when we get up to those scores. But it was a good win for us as a team.
It says here you are halfway through a six-game home stretch.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a level of comfort, right? You don't
yeah.
have to get on a bus.
Yes.
And drive someplace in an unfamiliar situation. It helps to play where you practice.
Yes,
in a home stretch.
Mm-hmm. It's been super nice, I think. And traveling, you know, you get being on a bus and then going off to play. It's like a different feeling too. So just to be able to be in our locker room right before the game and not have to worry about like getting off the bus and like having to get all your stuff, making sure you have everything. So it's super nice to be able to play at home.
Talking with May Sun with Women's Lacrosse at Adriana College. Looking through some of these numbers, you have started all seven games. Your team is 4-3 on the year. We'll get to the rest of that in a second. Just to break through and get that first win of the season, right? New coach,
mm-hmm.
I was there for your first game. Didn't go according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're thinking, when are we going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
But then you did get that first win. That had to be a big deal for your team and for your coach who has experience but got her first win at Adrian. What was that like?
It was great. I think, you know, new coaching staff, we're still learning and still learning to play as a team. So to be able to get that first win was definitely a good confidence builder. And, you know, you can only learn so much. You know, you take those losses that the first loss that we had, we just learned from it and then took what we learned and just execute it, and we were able to get our first win.
So you have one goal on the season.
Mm-hmm.
I do know this. Defenders can't cross the halfway line.
No.
And how did you score?
So we can cross. It's just
you'd
can
have
only
to exchange
have
exchange with
yes.
somebody.
Yes.
Oh.
So a midfielder has to stay back. You can have seven players on your team on the offensive side. So
all right.
If someone stays back, you can.
So you switched, got up and scored.
Yes.
I imagine you don't get a lot of opportunities.
No. Not
so
really.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
18 caused turnovers, leads the team. You rank third on the team in ground balls. Could you, for someone out there listening, what's a ground ball?
So a ground ball is when, say, the team turns it over and the ball's on the ground and you pick it up and that's a ground ball. So when the ball
Simple.
Is, yeah.
Okay. So someone causes the turnover, mm-hmm. which you do quite a bit. And then maybe you pick up the ground ball, mm-hmm. or maybe your teammate does.
Yeah, or if there's, like, a loose ground ball, you know, no one caused it, but you pick it up, then that's a ground ball.
All right. Let's see. You are taking on Hanover College Saturday the 30th before beginning conference play next weekend. Word on the street is the MIAA, they're pretty good at women's lacrosse.
Yes. It's a pretty tough conference.
Yeah. What's preparing your team for that?
I think just having these pre-conference games, non-conference games, mm-hmm. Is helping us, you know, fine-tune our offense and just working together as a team to face these conference games. I mean, they're tough. You have to play everyone. It's tough conference. It's everyone's just as good, so you just have to be prepared and go through all of our plays and just make sure we're working together.
Just do your things
yeah.
well, right?
Yeah.
Be as prepared as you
yeah.
can be and execute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Adrian hosting four conference games this year. They'll take Trine, Hope, Albion, and Kalamazoo all at home. Conference play begins next weekend, so the first weekend in April. I jumped right through your academics, and what you're looking to do. We just had a couple of upperclassmen on here. What are you studying, and what are you looking to do with that? Do you know?
I'm an exercise science major and a business administration major. I'm looking to do medical device sales once I leave here.
Okay, and you don't have to decide now, but maybe you know. Are you eligible for that fifth year with COVID, and do you know what you might do with that? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
I am eligible for a fifth year, and I am looking into that.
Okay. All right. Have to ask. Some people know mm-hmm. right away, and some people don't. There's a lot of stuff that needs to happen between now and then. What got you into lacrosse? Like, I talked to a lot of these people, and they go, well, I've been doing this sport since I was three.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to do lacrosse when you were three. But maybe you did. What got you into the sport?
I started playing in eighth grade. My friend was playing lacrosse, and she was like, you should try it out. And I was like, okay, yeah. So that's what got me into it. I think lacrosse is a fairly new sport. Not a lot of people have heard of lacrosse. But I think in Ohio, coming from my high school, we've had a very successful program at my high school. So I think that just drove me to play lacrosse.
Sure. And the Bulldogs are happy you did. May, thank you for talking. Conversation's done already.
Thank
I appreciate
you for having
it.
Me.
Yeah, good luck this weekend. You're home March 30th against Hanover. So if people are out there listening and want to go watch some college lacrosse, the Lady Bulldogs taking on Hanover. They're the Panthers, I believe, if I remember right from the fall. Either way, they're at Docking Family Stadium at Adrian College. You can find the schedule, adrianbulldogs.com, or download the app. May, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, senior defender from Blue Ash, Ohio, May Sun with the women's lacrosse team at Adrian College. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we're going to stretch out and do some running, track and field. Michael Wright is ready to go. We'll talk to him in just a moment. This is the ACL Access Show from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the National Championship of College Basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Access show here at Frickers in Adrian on Main Street. It's always a good time at Frickers. What do they say? Food, fun, sports, and spirits. I could be their spokesperson. $6.99 frickin' chicken combos and really lunch combos available. Personal pitcher, $6.99. $9.99 street tacos. I said $6.99. Is that wrong? Oh, well, it's on that menu right there. So that's,
Good job.
Yep. Thanks, Stacy, talking to me off air. That sounds great for our listeners that can't hear her. Anyway, $9.99 street tacos, different kinds, very cool. $6.99 personal pitchers. Gotta wait for those till we're off the air. Show's done at 3:00. Ian Wendt here with you. John Kane is back in our studio. We are now going to talk some track and field at Adrian College, and maybe it's our first one. I don't know that I've had a freshman on the air before.
Really?
I don't think so.
Heck yeah, dude, let's do it.
All right, he's ready to go. Michael Wright with the track and field squad at AC. He is from Vicksburg, Michigan. Went to Vicksburg High School. First question, it's a bit of a layup. What brought you to Adrian College?
You know, it's coming from a small town, you know, I kind of wanted to get into the environment of, you know, another, you know, not something too big, you know, just kind of something like home. So, you know, knowing I can come here, kind of have it feel like home, and, just, you know, it's pretty great.
Yeah, some people like it to be the opposite of home. Like, all right, I went to a giant high school. I don't want to go to a really big college. So they do that. Some people like... for me, the community is much larger than where I grew up, so the city aspect is nice, but the college is a little bit bigger than my high school, so, you know, there's just different fits for different people, and some, like you said, smaller area, smaller school,
yep.
Kind of makes sense. What got you into track and field? It looks like here you like dashing. That's kind of your
event.
Yeah,
sprinter. Yep. So I got in
track. You're not a dasher, you're a sprinter.
Sprinter, yeah.
Okay, winter time you can be a dasher.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got into track and field in eighth grade. Sorry, that's when I started it. And then in high school, I tried out for the baseball team. I didn't make the baseball team, sadly, but, you know, I was like, heck, let's do track. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, freshman year got canceled due to COVID. So this is actually my first freshman year, you know, doing track and field. So it's still going pretty good right now. And then sophomore year, I went to state, and 20-meter dash, and got second to last. And then my junior year, let's see here, we broke our leg in the first race of the year and recovered quickly enough, and then got put on the 4x1, and then ended up going to state. So that was pretty cool. And then my senior year, went to state in the 100, 200, 4x1, 4x2, and then was a state champion in the 200. So that was pretty cool. You
know, congratulations on that.
From not making the baseball team to this, so it's kind of, you know, it's pretty, I'm glad I didn't make it.
And now here you are in college.
Yes. Yep.
I guess going through that process, I think there's some percentage, I don't know it off the top of my head, but athletes that, you know, are done in high school. When high school's done, they hang them up. Some people want to go to college, and then from there, some go professional. Right. Did you know you wanted to do that at the collegiate level, or when did it kind of hit you and you go, oh, I could do this in college. I'd like to do it.
You know, yeah, that's yeah. So I thought I was gonna, when I was younger, go to college for baseball or football, one of the two. And I really wanted to compete at the collegiate level. I wanted to have that competitiveness. And then, you know, track and field came around, and then it just kind of hit me in the face. So I was like, you know, I want to do this, you know. And then coming out of high school with running a 10.5, you know, I know if I can get to that next level above college, that'd be pretty cool. So,
I mean, aspirations after college? You're already thinking about
it's,
that, maybe?
If I work hard enough, it's possible, I think.
Yeah.
It's a stretch, but it's
a mindset, right?
It is, yeah.
Put your mind to it, and your body will figure it out,
right? Right?
I mean, you'll push yourself. You do the things you want to do to get things done. Moving down this bullet point list that I got from the SID at the college, Mike Prang, MIAA Men's Track Athlete of the Week. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not, but especially for a freshman to take that, you probably got some juniors and seniors giving you the side eye, like, hey, what are you doing? But, I mean, a great week for you. What's it like to get that recognition from the conference?
You know, it's great. I came in expecting to do you know, this right here, and, you know, I'll keep looking to, you know, do it again. So I just, you know, want to dominate, you know, help, you know, Adrian out, and yeah.
All right. A lot of this show for me is learning about different sports. I mean, I call games. Some games you can't really call on the radio.
Right.
Track and field would be one of them. It'd be kind of boring. I'd be scatterbrained.
Right.
What's the season like for you? Is there an indoor component, outdoor component? What's that like?
Yeah, so there's actually both. So for indoor, there's either going to be a 200 or a 300-meter track, you know, and then for outdoor, there's either going to be a 400-meter track. Indoor, obviously, I was on an indoor facility during December, you know, January, February, when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then for indoor, since I'm a sprinter, I'll be doing the 60 and 200, and then for outdoor, the 100 and 200. So, and I'm not a 400 sprinter. Coach will put me in it. I'm like, I don't want to be in that, but that's... Yep.
For people that want to visualize it, and correct me if I'm wrong, the 400 is that once around a track, around a football field size?
Yeah. Yep.
That's the 400.
Yeah, for outdoor, it's it's one lap around the track, and then for indoor, if it's a 200 track, it's just two laps.
All right.
So.
Yep. And then obviously, 100-meter dash speaks for itself. 10.84.
Yeah, not my best, but I can do better this year.
Well, come on, you know you're. I like the optimism. I like that approach. That's a good attitude. Second in the 200-meter dash with a 21.6. Those are early P. They call them PRs or PBs.
It's both.
Whichever. Okay.
Yeah, personal best. You know, personal record. So it's both.
I'm a good place to start, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to acknowledge that. You did a nice job.
I did.
And there's certainly more to do, right?
Right.
With the season, sounds like it's a longer season. How many events are there, you know, in the MIAA? How many times do you get to showcase?
So in high school, you can only do four events in a meet, right? But I learned that at the collegiate level, you can do as much as you want. So I'll be doing, you know, if I was on a good day, you know, in, you know, 4 years, I could be doing, you know, for field events, javelin, the 100, 200, 4x1, you know, 4x4. So, I mean, you can do as much as you want.
So you're looking to do some field work too?
Yeah, field work.
Would these be considered track?
It's track related, but it's also like field events. So like, you know, shot put and, you know, throwing a, you know, heavy ball and all that sort of stuff.
Is that involved in the spring part of the season? Like, is that coming up, or?
Javelin is for only outdoor, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me see here. Indoor season, yep, in the 60-meter dash. Second at the MIAA Championship, 6.93.
Yep.
PB for you there. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
And look, there's track and field teams, they're pretty big. There's a lot of people on them. Events must seem like a madhouse with all the different conference schools coming in. And is that similar to what you went through in high school, or was it kind of a not a shock, but something different as a freshman? You go, these are college athletes. Like, these are guys and gals that have been doing this for 4 years, maybe some five, and, like, you know, it maybe overwhelming just in terms of the scope. I don't know. How do you feel about it? I feel like you didn't really care.
You know, it's the same. I would say it's the same. But coming as a freshman, you know, I'm like the underdog. You know,
okay.
You know, freshman and all that. But I wanted to put a stand on myself and say, you know, watch out, you know, seniors and juniors, and wanted to, you know, put myself on lookout and all that sort of stuff.
Going back to the getting your way to Adrian, was it a situation where you reached out to certain schools, or does the school find you type of deal? How does that go for track and field? I don't know.
It's I say it's both, because Adrian reached out to me. I had a couple other schools reach out to me, but Adrian, you know, just kind of stood out to me, and you know, again, I wanted to go somewhere where it's kind of like home. So yeah,
kind of fit.
Yeah, like home a little bit. Yeah.
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 What, came on a tour?
I came on a tour, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Very cool. So, 8 contests left for the year before NCAA championships in South Carolina. How do you qualify for that?
Yeah,
I'm sure you're looking at that.
Yeah, you got to get top 22 in the nation in your event to qualify for nationals. Right now, I'm currently ranked 12th in the 200. So, as it gets warmer, I'm looking to get a more better time, personal record. And I think I can definitely get it in the 100 this year, looking at times from last year. But 200, that's opening up with a 21.6, and with being how cold it was, you know, I'm wondering how I can do when it's warm out, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very possible for the 202 this year. So I'm looking to go as, you know, as a freshman for the 100, 200 to nationals.
You said the top 22?
Yeah, top 22 nation.
Okay. Yep. And you said you looked at last year and – you know, you kind of know your target of where you want to be.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And that's just, I mean, there's hundreds of athletes, right?
There is.
Running these events. So, and the weather gets warm for everybody.
They do.
Right?
Yep, they do. Yep.
And, you know, there's D3 across the country. I mean, that's great. You're in that spot right now. How does training go for you, or how has it been as a freshman? Is it, do you just run? How much of it is weights? How much of it is, do you do breathing exercises? Like, what gets you to a spot like that?
Yeah, so we got more lifts on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I didn't really lift back in high school. I just kind of did it on my own, and then all we did for track practice was just run. So this year I'm actually, you know, lifting weights and doing harder workouts, and I think that's what got me to that 21.6.
Like the science of, like, you get the college help of, hey, if you lift this kind of weight this way, it'll help you run faster.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And people might think, well, if I put on more muscle, I'll weigh more and I'll be slower. Well, right. if you do it the right way,
right,
it can,
yeah,
help you out.
Yep.
My goodness. Okay. 8 contests left. You know, Michael, when your next one is?
This Saturday. March 30th, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it's at Cedarville.
Okay.
It's down in Ohio, pretty sure. So.
And how many events are you looking to do?
So I am looking to do the 100, 200, and javelin, pretty sure.
Javelin?
Javelin, yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Are you the thrower or the catcher?
It's a long pole you got to throw. So.
Yeah. Well, at least you're on the right end of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make,
woo,
the freshmen catch them, and that's tough.
Oh, man, that would not look good.
Short-lived career.
Yeah.
All right, Michael, thank you for your time. And,
yeah, no problem.
Got your college career off to a great start. Thanks for talking to me about it.
Thank you.
And once again, that was Michael Wright with the track and field team at Adrian College. He'll be competing this Saturday, so keep an eye out for him as he tries to set some more personal best times. All right, that's it for us here on the show today. Thank you, as always, to Frickers for being a great host. John Kane for being back in our studio. Stacy Mitchell alongside, getting me some lunch. Much-needed lunch break. The ACL Access Show is featured on Thursday afternoons from 2 till 3 o'clock. And again, thank you to the athletes for getting on. I'm talking men's golf, women's lacrosse, and track and field. Thanks to Mike Prine, the SID at Adrian College, for getting these student athletes ready to go, and my cheat sheet with all the information. That is it for me here at Frickers. I'm Ian Wendt for 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Coming up later this afternoon, 5 o'clock roughly, we'll have a Seattle Heights baseball game. Jeff Bowman on the call right here on The Cave. Have yourself a great afternoon.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.